Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orly, and today we will be studying Shmuel Bey's Perek Yod Ches, the 18th chapter. And within this chapter, we will see the tragic ending of Avshalom. The conflict between Avshalom and David continues. David was able to cross the Jordan River, and he was able to buy some time and avoid a surprise attack on his tired and weak men because of Hushai's intervention. So he crossed the Yarden, and now he is able to prepare, regroup, and strategize. David counted his men as a way of assessing his current military capabilities, and he divides his troops into three different battalions. One is led by Yoav, another led by Avishai, Yoav's brother, and a third led by Ittai Hagiti. There is discussion amongst the commentators about why here David counted his men and he was successful in his war efforts, and later on in our Sefer, after he counted the people, he was struck by a plague. The general consensus seems to be that here there was a specific pressing need to count only the soldiers, whereas the other instance when David counted, it was a general counting of the population. In any case, David tells his soldiers and his men that he plans on being in the thick of this battle, to which the people vehemently oppose. And they tell him in Pasuk Gimel, Vayomar ha'am lo seitse, you should not come out with us. Ki im nos nanus lo yosimo aleinu lev. Ve'im yamusu chetzienu lo yosimo aleinu lev. Ki ato kamonu asara alafim. You shouldn't come with us, because if we end up fleeing, they're not going to pay attention to us if you are not with us. If even half of us die, it won't make a difference to them, because you are worth 10,000 of us, meaning that they have their eyes on you. If you're not with us, they will not chase us. It's better for you to stay here in this encampment where you are, and you will be help to us in this area. How will David be a help? Rashi, quoting the Targum, says that David is needed in their camp so that he could pray for them. They recognize the sanctity of David, his intense connection with Hashem, and they feel safer not when he is on the battlefield with them, but when he is on the spiritual battlefield, when he is praying on their behalf. So Pasuk Dalet 4, Vayomer Aleim Hamelech Asher Yitav Be'enechem E'asen, David said, if it pleases you, I will do what you say. Vayamod ha-melech el yad ha-sha'ar. So the king stood at the entrance to the gate. B'chol ha'am yotzu l'me'os v'l'alafim. And his men went out in hundreds and thousands. Abarbanel directs us to Tehillim Perek Chaf 20 and tells us that David composes this Tehillim when he sent Yoav off to battle with Avshalom. And indeed, Rashi on the first pasuk of Tehillim Perek Chaf tells us, L'menatzeich mizmor l'David. David, Rashi says, "Hamizmor hazeh al shem shayasholeach es Yoav ve'es kol Yisrael milchama v'hu ya omed biYerushalayim u'mispalel aleihem ke'inyan shne'emar ko tov ki tihiyet lanu me'ir lazor." Rashi says this perek was composed by David when he sent his men off, when his men said, "No, your services are better needed here, so that you can pray for us." In this parak are the famous words, "Ela barecha ve'ela basusa v'anachnu b'shem Hashem elokeinu naskir." Our enemies rely on chariots and rely on horses, but we know that we rely on God. So as he's sending off his men, David makes something very, very clear to his generals. Pasuk Hey 5, Vayitzav HaMelech Es Yoav Es Avishai Ves Itai. He commanded his three generals, saying, La'at li l'na'ar l'avshalom. Be gentle with my son Avshalom, meaning don't kill him. V'chol ha'am sham'u b'tzavos ha'melech es kol ha'sarim al dvar Avshalom. And the whole nation heard this, meaning that the message was sent from general to the other officers on down the line to the soldiers. Everybody in David's army knew that David did not want Avshalom harmed. So the Navi continues to tell us that the battle began in Ya'ar Ephraim, in a forested area named Ya'ar Ephraim, thus named because Shevet Ephraim, whose chelek was actually on the other side of the Jordan, on the western side of the Jordan, were allowed to bring their animals to graze in this forested area on the east banks of the Jordan. Thus it was called Ya'ar Ephraim. The Navi continues to tell us that David's army was able to strike against Avshalom's army, a very, very big strike, and 20,000 men died in this terrible civil war, Jew against Jew. And Pasuk Ches tells us, Pasuk 8, Vatehi sham hamilchama nafatzes al pnei kol haaretz. The the battle spread out on the whole land. Vayorav hayar lechol ba'am me'asher ochla hacherev bayom hahu. And the forest consumed Avshalom's men more than did the sword of David. And Rashi explains that they were actually attacked by wild animals, or according to the Radak, they were killed because of the forest, the dangers of the forest and the wilderness, as they could not navigate the topography at all. But we clearly see from here that the opposition to David was mostly neutralized, not by necessarily an army, but by either their own doing or natural forces. Meaning, Ahitophel killed himself. It wasn't because anybody killed him. Avshalom's troops were attacked not by David's troops, but by the forest itself, whether it was the animals or not being able to survive the topography. And of course, we will see later on that Avshalom, being caught by his own hair, did him in. Pasuk Tes 9, Vayikarei Avshalom lefnei avdei David, and Avshalom chanced upon the servants of David. Va'avshalom rochev al haperid, vayavo haperid tachas sovech ha'ela hagdola, vayachazak rosho ba'ela. So Avshalom was riding on his mule, and this mule ended up under this brambles of this tree, this very huge tree, and his head, meaning his hair, got stuck and tangled within the tree, within the branches of the tree, vayutan bein hashamayim uvein haaretz, and he was suspended between the heaven and the earth. He couldn't let loose. Vahaperet asher tachtav avar, and his donkey moved on. So he was hanging by his hair in the middle of this tree, in the middle of this very big tree. Now this lashon of vayikare, it's a lashon of like he chanced upon it. But the truth is, it's almost like an irony. It seems on the surface that he chanced upon David's servants, but it is implying that Avshalom being alone without any of his men was highly unexpected. And while on the surface it seemed like a mikre vayikare, a coincidence, it was anything but. We see another example of this usage of the idea of mikra to mean the opposite of mikra, the opposite of coincidence. We see this in Megillas Rus in Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, when Rus, quote-unquote, happened upon the field of Boaz. It says, Vayikar mikreha chelkas hasadeh leBoaz, meaning on the surface, it seemed like a coincidence, but clearly it was providential, it was hashgacha pratis. And it's interesting, the same lashon is used, both Svarim Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel and Megillas Rus were written by Shmuel Hanavi. So Avshalom is suspended on this tree, and Rashi explains on this pasuk Amru Rabosenu from the Gemara in Sota, Shalav Charbola Kutzaro. He drew his sword so that he can cut his hair off, so that he could be released from this entanglement. V'ra'a Gehenim Psucha Tachtav. But he saw the opening to Gehenim under him, and he thought better of releasing himself. And says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and the Radal expands on this, that he saw Gehenim opening up under him, and he said, it's better that I should continue to hang from my hair rather than go into Gehenim. And the Radal expands, and he says that if I would stay suspended, ultimately I would be killed by one of my father's servants, and that would be better than me falling into Gehenim on my own, because if I was killed, this would serve as a kapara, it would serve as an atonement to my sins. One of Yoav's men sees Avshalom hanging from the tree and runs to tell Yoav, look, I saw Avshalom, he's hanging by the tree. And Yoav asks him, why didn't you kill him? You would have been handsomely rewarded had you killed him. To which the soldier replied, There is no way that I would ever lay a hand on Avshalom. Even if I were given 1,000 talents of silver, I would never kill the king's son, because we were explicitly ordered. You and Avishai and Ittai were explicitly ordered to take care of the son of a David's son, should you find him. Plus, would I kill Avshalom, David would surely find out, and I would take the fall, and you, Yoav, would not stand up for me. Yoav says, I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to do it myself. Pasuk Yudalad, the middle of Pasuk Yudalad 14, Vayikach shlosha shvatim b'chapo, Vayitzka'im b'lev Avshalom, Odenu chai b'lev ha'ela. He took 3 spears, and he struck Avshalom in his heart, but he was still living because he was still entangled in the middle of the tree. And another way of understanding this is perhaps the spears actually pierced through his body into the tree. So he was sort of held on, unfortunately, to the tree by these spears. A very gruesome, gruesome sight. Unfortunately, Avshalom did not die from these blows. He was still clinging to life. He was suffering. And then Yoav's 10 arm bearers came and they finished off the job. The Radak points out the Midah Kenegan Midah, the measure for measure in which Avshalom was punished. And he, based on the Gemara in Sota, Lefisha ganav shlosha levavos, levav aviv, ulevav beisin, velev anshe Yisrael, lefichach nasnubo shlosha shvatim. Because he stole three groups of hearts, the heart of his father, the hearts of beisin, and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael, therefore, meaning that he was able to convince people to follow him in his rebellion, therefore, he was killed with those three blows, or the beginning of his death happened because of the three blows of Yoav. And the Radak continues, based on this Gemara, that because he took 10 of his father's pilakshim, therefore, at the end of his life, he was finished off by the 10 servants of Yoav. The Gemara in Sota continues to tell us that the Midah Kenegan Midah and Avshalom's death is further illustrated by the fact that because he used his hair and his beauty in a very haughty manner, therefore he was killed because of his hair. He was suspended on this tree by his hair. A very not noble death. So Yoav is the one that ends up bringing about the death of Avshalom. This was counter to David's specific command of not harming Avshalom. Yoav probably thought that this was in the best interest of the stability of the Melucha. The Navi continues to tell us that they took Avshalom's body and threw it into this forest, into a pit in a forest, and covered his body with stones, and Avshalom's army retreated. The Navi gives us sort of a parenthetical statement, sort of a flashback, that Avshalom had in the past erected a monument as a memorial for him. In other words, he had a lot of gaiva, and he erected this monument to memorialize him because the pasuk tells us he didn't have children. It sort of seems paradoxical because the Navi did tell us in Perek Yudalad that he indeed had three sons and a daughter. And one way to understand this is that perhaps his sons died and then he erected this monument. There are different opinions. There are different opinions as well as to whether this implies that his body was removed and moved to this monument, which is called Yad Avshalom, as the Radak contends, or that he intended this to be his burial place, but in the end, Avshalom was dumped into a pit in the forest and was not buried in the designated place, as the Abarbanel and Malbim contend. Now, Achimaatz, as we said, he's the son of Tzadok HaKohen. After everybody hears news of Avshalom's death, he wants to bring the news of Avshalom's death to David. Remember that David was not with his army. He was back in the camp in Mahanaim. And he says, I want to go tell him the news. He thinks this is great news because Hashem has made an ace that the enemy has retreated. Yoav tells him, this is not a good idea. You are not going to be the bearer of news today. He knows that David will not have a very good reaction. So he sends another man, a Cushite, to tell David. And he runs towards where David is stationed. But meanwhile, Achimaatz persisted, and he says, let me be the bearer of this quote-unquote good news. And Yoav says, why do you want to be the news bearer? Believe me, this news bearing will not bring you or anybody benefit. So it's interesting that he brought about the death of Avshalom, and he realizes, he knows full well what David's reaction will be. So again, we see that he is acting on his own, as opposed to another proof that he's acting on his own. So Yoav's contention to Achimaatz is that true, we emerge victorious, which is a benefit for our men, but David's son died as a result, which obviously David is not going to take very well to this news. But Achimaatz persisted further, and finally Yoav let him go. David's lookout tells him that there is a lone runner that is running, and David says this must be because he's bringing news. And then they see a second runner, the Cushite, is running. So they're both running. Very well could be that Achimaatz has taken sort of a shortcut and ends up confronting David first. And then David says he must also be bringing news. And then the lookout says, well, the first runner looks like Achimaatz. And David says, Achimaatz is a good man. He must be bringing me good news. Achimaatz bowed to David and says, thank you to Hashem who has delivered your enemy. However, David is only concerned about Avshalom at this point. He is forefront in his mind, and therefore, in Pasuk Chaf Tes, he says, 29, Vayomer Hamelach Shalom Lenaar Avshalom. How is Avshalom? Is Avshalom okay? And then Ahimaatz, realizing what Yoav meant when he said, you do not want to be the bearer of this news, he sort of avoids the question and says, there was so much confusion, I don't really know what happened to Avshalom. And then David turns to the Cushite, and then he asks him for information. Pasuk Lamed Beis, the last pasuk of our Perek 32. Vayomar Hamelech el Hakushi, Hashalom Lenar Avshalom. So the Melech said to the Cushite, How is Avshalom doing? Vayomer Hakushi Yehiyu Kanar Oyve Adoni Hamelech V'chol Asher Kamu Alecha L'ra. All the enemies that come against you should find their end the way Avshalom has. Meaning, he is in essence telling David that Avshalom has died. We will see the painful reaction of David in our next parak. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.